KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An advocate for protecting Native American lands says he's concerned about some Trump administration initiatives. Chuck Kornbach of Station WUWM reports.
Keegan King is a member of the Pueblo of Acoma tribe and founder and CEO of the Native Land Institute based in New Mexico. At a recent forum organized by the Society of Environmental Journalists, King told reporters that he's worried about President Trump trying to fast-track development of energy production on public lands, including parts of the sacred Chaco Culture Natural Historical Park in northwestern New Mexico. King says tribal leaders are gearing up for a long battle.
It's going to drain a lot of resources over the next 4 years. So tribes, tribal leadership are already trying to look into legal defense funds, looking at potential public land sell-offs and what that means for adjacent public lands to reservation communities.
Trump talks of unleashing American energy and argues some development restrictions drive up energy costs and weaken national security. Keegan King says he's also worried about the status of some national monuments. The Biden administration with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland expanded co-management with tribes. King urges white-led conservation groups to partner with more indigenous ones to protect various sites, in some cases letting the tribes lead the strategy.
All of these public lands, all of the places that we care about, that we love, that you write about, are indigenous lands at one point. And many of our tribes still go there for prayer and pilgrimage and also to recreate, to hunt, to fish like every other American.
The latest Trump federal budget proposal would reduce money for national parks, monuments, and historic sites by nearly 25% and turn some of those properties over to states. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.
Lawmakers have moved to ban the internment of human remains at Bear Butte State Park in South Dakota. This ruling includes the spreading of ashes at the site. The ban was previously instituted more than 20 years ago, before being unceremoniously repealed in 2019. Bear Butte, or Mato Paha, is considered a sacred site to indigenous people, and the ban was first put in place after consultation with tribal leaders. For those spiritual reasons, visitors are encouraged to respect the area before hiking. The mountain stands alone from Black Hills proper near Sturgis, and the peak is about 4,500 feet above sea level. A South Dakota clinic that serves Native Americans is hanging indigenous art on its walls as a healing tool. Rachel Olivia Berg is one of the artists. She's created artwork for companies and places such as hotel lobbies and jumped at the chance to provide art at the Oyate Health Center in Rapid City after it put out a request.
What's really nice about Oyate is art from our perspective, things we understand, things we relate to, and it helps you feel like it's your space.
The clinic-wide permanent collection includes more than 100 works of art spread throughout the center. The pieces focus on culture-specific healing made by 50-some tribal citizens from the Great Plains area. Officials say having indigenous art throughout the campus has transformed the space and what it means to heal inside it. Here's Ashley Poyer, selection committee member and art museum curator.
Native people dissect that word healing to being more of a spiritual health as well as a physical and mental health.
The collection includes photography, paintings, and 3D work. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thank you. What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now, how do I live without you? I want to know, how do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive?
Change the world if I had you by my side. change the world. Told me not to worry. She said, it'll all come to those who
wait.
But as I wait, I feel, oh no, that it's much too late. That's why I could change the world.
Yeah.
up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hair blonde as hay and long as a rose. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows I'm up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. Mama say a prayer for your only son, but God forgive him all the wrong he's done. All he ever wanted was to have some fun. Now he's up in Indiana till his time is done. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hair blonde as hay and long as a rope. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows I'm up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. She looked old, 22. So blue, but now I've got some time to kill in a little town called Henryville. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hair blonde as hay and long as a rope. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows I'm up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I know. Wish I was floating on the river out in Idaho, laying on the bank with a fishing pole, instead of cutting this corn and losing my soul. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hair blonde as hay and long as a rope. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. Standing tall and satisfied. Well, I'd try to run, but it just might die. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hair blonde as hay and long as a rope. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows I'm up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Head blonde as hay and long as a rope. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. I do a little thinking about a girl named Rose. Hell don't care, but heaven knows I'm up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows. Up in Indiana where the tall corn grows.
We were right. is a vampire. Sent to drain secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires and a piece of the game. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like the Joe. Spine of my rage, I am still desperate in a cage.
Juliet, and all this time letting you when I mean. Well,
I'm no Casanova,
but I swear this much is true.
I'll be holding nothing back
when it comes to you.
You dream of love that's
his kisses taste sweet like wine, and how he always makes your heart skip a beat every time he walks by. And if you're feeling down, he'll pick you up, he'll hold you close when you're making love. He's everything you've been dreaming of. Oh baby,
I wish you look at me that way. Your beautiful eyes looking deep into mine, telling me more than any words could say. But you don't even know I'm alive. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, to you all I am is the invisible man. Oh, you don't see me, baby. You probably spend hours on the phone talking.
So much, couldn't see that I was blind. time.